This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habayim. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're up to Daf Tzadi Vav. We're trying to, you know, stay ahead so that we don't fall behind in the summer. Let's start again from the beginning of the Perek. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the support of a widow. The Gemara says there are two ways to read the Mishnah, and we're trying to prove which is the more correct way to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Almana nizaynes minechse yisaymim. An almana is sustained from the possessions of yisaymim. So literally it's read, an almana is sustained, period. She has to be supported by the estate of the yisaymim. Another possibility is, an almana who is sustained, ma'ase yada shalahen. Her earnings go to them. So, if you read it as it's written, it's saying one statement, that an almana has to be sustained from the assets of the Yisraimim, and therefore, Masiyah Deh Shalahen, the earnings go to them. But we'll see there's a possibility that you do not have to sustain the almana, but if you do, then the earnings go to them. Ve'in chayovim bekvurasa, they are not obligated in burying her. Yarsheha, her heirs, Yarshei Ksubasa, the ones who inherit her Ksuba, Chayavim Bekvurasa, have to bury her. Ibailuhu could ask the following question. Meaning, the Bnei HaYeshiva had the following query. Nizoines Tanan, do you read the Mishnah, is sustained, or that is sustained? Do you read the Mishnah, period, and almana is sustained from the assets of the Yisraimim, and therefore they get the handiwork? Or is it an almana who happens to be sustained, then the handiwork goes to the orphans? Nizoinis Tanan is sustained, uka'anshe Galil, like the residents of Galil, they would write that you will sit in my house and you'll be sustained by my assets as long as you're an almana. And they cannot force her out by giving the ksuba. If she demands it, then that would terminate the relationship between her and the yisaimim. But they can't force her. Or, oi, dilma hanizainistan, or that is sustained. Meaning, if she's sustained, then they get her handiwork. And if they choose to not sustain her and give her the ksuba, they don't get her handiwork. Uka'anshe Yehuda, like the residents of Yehuda, that they would write that you stay in the house of the Yarshim until they want to give you the ksuba. Avibayla Yavulan, if they don't want, they don't have to give the ksuba. It's up to them. Those are the two ways to read the Mishnah. Either she is sustained, or that if she is sustained, then the handiwork goes to the Yisaimim. So Tashma says the Gemara, come in here. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Shmuel. Rab Zera said in the name of Shmuel, Metzias Almana La'atzma. If an Almana finds something, she gets to keep it. Now normally, when a married woman finds something, it goes to her husband. But what about an almana? So the Reb Zera said in the name of Shmuel, an almana that finds something, it goes to herself. Now, if the halacha is that you do not have to sustain an almana, and the Mishnah is saying, a almana who is sustained, but the Yarshim don't have to sustain her, Shapir. So we can understand why the Mishnah says an Amana gets to keep her own Mitzias. Because we'll say the Mishnah's this ruling that an Amana could keep her own findings is talking about where the Yisaimim don't want to sustain her, and therefore they give up their rights to keep what she finds. Eli Amr Nizainas Tanan. But if you're going to teach they are sustained, then Almana is sustained, and there is no way for the Yisoimim to excuse themselves from supporting the amana, so then they would always get the findings of the amana. So bebal, so then if you're going to learn the yusoimim that she is sustained, kebal, then these yusaimim should have the same din as the husband. Ma bal metzias ish lebala, just like a husband, her findings go to him. Hachanami here also, metzias ish liyarsha, the findings of a woman should go to the yarshim. Now, maybe you'll say, but meaning it says a blanket statement, the amana gets to keep her own findings. So bishlama, if you say hani zaynes, so there are situations where the yisoimim are not supporting the almana. So there'll be situations where the metzia, the findings, won't go to them. She'll keep it. But according to the opinion that nizoinus tenan, that the almana is straight up sustained, then there's never a case that the yisoimim don't get her metzias. So you say, well, maybe we're talking about a case where she says, you know, I want my ksuba, I want to get out of here. So in that case, even everybody would agree that the yisoimim do not have to sustain her. But that's not a valid possibility, because if she demands her ksuba, so then we wouldn't call her an almana, the almana of the husband. She's already completely cut herself off from that relationship. So the Gemara says this proves hani zaynes tanan, who is sustained. Says Gemara, le'olam ein malach. Really, I'll tell you, nizaynes tanan. Really, I'll tell you, she's flat out sustained. She's flat out sustained. If she's flat out sustained, then just like the yisoimim get her masiya dayim, they should get her metziyos. No. Because you say that the yisoimim should get her metziyos like a husband. The reason why a husband gets the metziyos of his wife is we don't want to create animosity between the husband and the wife. But why do we care if we create animosity between the yisoimim and the almana? They're not married. Taima mayom rabban metziyos isha l'bal. Why do the rabbis say the findings of a woman go to her husband? Dulei tavala eva, so that there should not be animosity. Hani, but for the yisoimim to have a leiva, let there be animosity. So what? It's not a major concern. It's not like they have to be married to each other. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, kol malacha she'isha oisa lebala, all the jobs that a woman has to do for her husband. There, we learned earlier on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, there are certain malachas a woman has to do for her husband. She has to cook and bake and do laundry. So she does that for her husband in exchange for her masa yadayim. And I'm sorry, she does this for her husband in exchange for his support. So she'll do this for the yarshim in exchange for their support. So amana oisa liyarshim. The amana will do for the heirs. Chutz mi mazigas hakos. Except for, she will not dilute their wine. Hatsas amita, she's not going to make their bed. Hachatsas panaviyad raglav, she doesn't have to wash their face, hands, and feet. These are more intimate types of tasks. They could leave to physical intimacy, and she does not have to do it for the yisaimim. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol malachas she'eved oisa l'rabbi, all malachas that a slave does for his master, Talmud oisa l'rabbi, a student does for his Rebbe, chutz mehataras minal, except for untying his shoes. Because if a student's going to untie his Rebbe's shoes, it might give the impression that the student is a slave, and it may cast aspersions on his lineage. Amar Rava, Rava said, that's only if they don't recognize the student. If they recognize him, then they know he's not a slave, less somebody, there's no problem. Amr Ravashi said, even in a place where they don't recognize him, that's only if the student is not currently wearing tefillin. If the student is currently wearing tefillin, we have nothing to worry about, because a slave doesn't typically wear tefillin, because he's not chayiv in tefillin. So less than but there's no problem. Now, Should a Rebbe allow his students to serve him or not? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hamineya tamidim l'shamsha, anyone who prevents a student from tending to him, ki'ilu maneya mimena chesed. It's like he's withholding and preventing him from a chesed, from kindness. Shaneamar, like it says, la'mos mireyehu chesed. It says, he withholds I guess you read it, Lamas Mereyehu, if you withhold from your friend, Chased. Or Lamas Mereyehu Chased, you're withholding from your friend kindness. So if the Rebbe does not allow the student to serve him, it's like he's taking away a privilege. He's taking away a kindness from him. It's for the benefit of the student to serve the Rebbe. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Af parkimeno yira shamayim." He's casting off the fear of heaven from him. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, "V'yiras shaka yazov." He forsakes the fear of God. How does a person learn yira shamayim? Like the Dibna Magid once would say from the Vilna Gaon, "Es Hashem lekecha l'rabbis tamid chachamim." The pasuk says, Es Hashem aleikecha tira, fear God, l'rabbis tamid chachamim. So the Gro would say, how do you come to fear God? If you associate with tamid chachamim, their yira shamayim will rub off on you. So too, if the Rebbe does not allow the student to service him, so he is preventing the student from acquiring yira shamayim. Okay, next subject. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Almana Shetafsa Metaltalin B'mezoinesa Ma Shetafsa Tafsa. The halacha is that the karka of a husband, there's a lien on it to support the almana, but not there's no lien on his metaltalin. However, what if the almana grabs a metaltalin? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Almana shetafsa metaltalin b'mezoinesa, Almana that grabs metaltalin for her support, ma shetafsa tafsa. What she grabbed, and they can't take it away from her. Tanya Nami Hachu learned in Brice like this as well. Almana shetafsa metaltalin b'mezoinesa, and Almana who grabs metaltalin for her mezoinos, ma shetafsa tafsa. What she grabbed is grabbed. V'chein ki asar Avdimi, Amar, when Avdimi came to Bavel, he said, "Masa b'kalasai shor Reb Shabtai." There's a story with the daughter-in-law of Reb Shabtai. Shatafsa daskaya mlea mois. She grabbed a pouch full of money. The rabbis did not have the power to extract it from him, from her, for grabbing it. So even though there's no shibud on the metaltalin, but what you grabbed is grabbed. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, "V'lo yamron ela l'mezoini." Ravina said, "V'lay Amron Ella Lemezoini." This that the Amana could grab from the husband who died, that's only for her support. Aval Ksuba, but if she wants to grab for her Ksuba to be paid, Mafkina Mina, that we do, we take it away from her. So basically, we only allow her to grab for sustenance, but not for her ksuva. So maskefla Mar Baravashi says, what's the nafkamin? What's the difference? Maishna l'ksuva. What's the difference? What's special about a ksuva d'mekarkoiv lemetaltali that she can only forcibly collect from land, v'leim metaltali, not from movables. Mezoinis nami, for sustenance also, mekakoy v'leim metaltali. She should only be able to grab from land and not movables. Ella, rather, you have to say, l'mezoini maide tafsa tafsa. You have to say that for support, we allow her to grab even movables. Hachanami l'ksuba. So too, for ksuba. If she grabs it, it's grabbed. But this is what Mar Baravashi argued. But ultimately, we pass like Ravina, what Ravina said, that no, only if she grabs for sustenance, not for ksuba. Amrle Rav Yitzchak bar Naftali le Ravina, Hachi Amrinan Mishme de Rava. Like this, we say in the name of Rava, Kivaseich, like you said, that she can only grab for mezoinos, but not for the ksuba. Fine. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishmed Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Almana Sheshasa Shtayim Vishalishanim. An Almana who, let's say, whatever, she delayed 2 or 3 years, Lo Tava Mezoinah. She didn't ask to be supported. Ibda Mezoinah. She loses her support. Meaning, she loses, she can't make a claim on that support. Now, if she says, after 2 to 3 years, I want you to support me, she could be supported. So she's not forsaking, she's not relinquishing her right to be supported, but she can't backlog. She can't bill, you know, for past obligations. Says Gemara, Hashta shtayim ibda shalosh mibay. Why does it say in Amana that delayed 2 or 3 years? Hashta now, shtayim ibda. If she loses 2 years and if she doesn't say anything, shalosh mibay, it goes without saying she'll lose 3 years. So it's more like hashta, it's not difficult. Kan ba'aniya, kan ba'ashiya. Here, we're talking about a poor woman. A poor woman, we have a question on her if she didn't ask for support after 2 years. So we say if she didn't ask, she forsakes it. She abandons it. But a wealthy woman, it's not such a big question why she didn't ask for it. She's not as desperate. So there, it's only a proof that she's abandoning it after 3 years. Inami kanba prutza. Here we're talking about a woman who's brazen. A brazen woman, we have a question on her after 2 years. Why didn't you say something? Kanba tsnua. Modest woman, it takes her a little time to, you know, to stand up for her needs, so then it's only a question, why didn't she say anything after 3 years? Amarava, like Amran Elamafreya, this din that she forsakes her right to be supported is only retroactively. Avala Habayesha, she'll still continue to be supported from here on. It's only she can't build backward. Somehow the fact that she didn't say anything, it's like she was moichal, the obligation. And if she says something after a year, she'll say, you know, I didn't get around to demanding it yet. It wasn't moichal. 2 years or 3 years, depending on the personality or financial standing, then we say you were moichal. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we did Tzad Divav Amar Aleph. This way, have a lot of stuff coming up, so better to stay ahead. Okay, Baruch HaHatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.